in Bethlehem, a noisy, crowded city. Joseph could find no room, no place for them to stay. Mary's sweet boy child came that blessed Christmas day. Oh, can you hear the angels singing hallelujah? All of heaven celebrating this day. Oh, gather round and listen to our story. How Mary's boy child came that blessed Christmas day. Shining stars, oh, at the angels serenade, oh, Bethlehem, a brilliant crowd is shining, where Mary's boy child left the bond at that of day. Oh, can you hear the angels singing alleluia?
Oh,
heaven celebrating this day. Oh, gather round.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Please rise for the call to worship. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all people.
Let the earth rejoice. Let the nations be glad.
The heavens proclaim God's righteousness, and all people behold God's glory. Bow down before the babe of Bethlehem, for in the lowly and commonplace God appears.
God recreates us to be a holy people, delivered, redeemed, and justified by God's grace.
Let us sing In What Child Is This?
Angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds
Thank you. Please be seated. The psalm of praise for this morning is taken from Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angel. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. May I ask the Tongans please come forward? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I will share with you the Christmas greeting from the islands of Hawaii, Mele Kalikimaka. Our musical offering we will be sharing with you today was a tune written by George Root from Massachusetts back in the late 1700s. And it was Pastor William Cushing who took the tune and put lyrics with this tune specifically designed for the Sunday school for the congregation in the church he was serving. The tune arrived in Tonga, and Egan Moulton, who happened to be the individual who translated the Tongan Bible, or I should say the Tongan language Bible, it's all of our Bibles, but the Bible in the Tongan language, Egan Moulton took this song and made it a Christmas carol in the Tongan language. Hiva pe ilangi, Aikau angelo, ring the bells of heaven, let the angels sing.
Oh, I counted 11 heavenly voices there. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, brothers and sisters. What a gift to us. This Christmas morning, I wish you all a Christmas, Merry Christmas. Many are joining us virtually, or we'll do some at some point during the day, but we are gathered here. It is family. It is a gathering that enables us to reach one another, both here at home, in person, and wherever we may be. So, God's Spirit upon you. Feliz Navidad. As I come and gather, we have lifted prayer concerns over the course of this month, and you know those. We have many listed on the back of the bulletin. I know of no other prayer concerns this Christmas season, which is a gift to us, but it is important to pause and recognize that we have lost significant loved ones in this Christmas season. So remembering them and lifting them in our hearts, we do so, we pause. We know those saints are at ease, and we give thanks, we give thanks. Are there any other special concerns that you need to lift this morning as we are coming and as we are gathering, just to double check? All right. No, I don't see any hands. Michael, do you see any? All right. Let us be mindful of those who are less fortunate than us. Let us be mindful of all of Christ's family around the world. And let us gather together in the prayer of unison, the prayer of the community. Precious Jesus, we gather to celebrate your birth and to pray in your name. Oh God, by whom all life is changed for the better, move us now through the words of long ago to hear your word today. Open our hearts and lives. Open us to make room for the babe of Bethlehem. Open us to make room for the Savior of the world. By his word, open us to one another, brothers and sisters, beloved. Reign within us, Lord. Help us realize our hope is in you. Guide us into inner peace and inner peacemaking. Remind us of your joy. Strengthen us in loving, and Lord, in your name we pray, amen. I invite you to a moment of silence and meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving, giving, caring, all-seeing, all-knowing God, we come before you this morning. Though we do not kneel down physically, we kneel down in spirit and acknowledge that you are our God and that we are grateful. as we come and gather on this morning, we gather recognizing all of the Christmases, each anniversary of the beautiful morning when a baby was born in Bethlehem. That morning when Christ came into the world to live among us, to save us, to guide us, to give to us the gift of salvation. Lord God, as we come before you, we gather as families one another, families singly, families in large groups, families far away sharing via internet or virtually, families in faraway places, unable to connect with us physically here, but gathered together in the name of Christ, in whose name we gather in worship. As we are gathered here, Lord, we are giving thanks. We have received gifts beyond measure. We celebrate those gifts. We celebrate your presence among us. And we ask that out of all of those gifts that you gift us with the ability to share the prosperity of spirit, of soul, of things with all of those we meet through whatever love, whatever gifts you can give us to give to them. You have gifted us and graced us. May we use those gifts to your glory. Lord, as we come and gather, we give thanks for the communities gathered, the Tongan community, for the Palangi community, for the peoples of different faiths that are a part of the ministry of Jesus Christ, and for our place as your people. Lord, as we come and gather, hear us as we lift our voices in prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And the glory forever. Amen. I invite the ensemble forward as we prepare for our offertory. Thank you for your offerings, your gifts, and your spirit, your prayers, and your love as we are about the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Savior's birth, go tell it.
Our scripture reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to verse 25. Pastor Peter asked me to ask you to please stand. Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you.
So if you turn to page 228 in your hymnal, you will sing "He Is Born."
Now the time has come at last. seated.
We have some jollity of Christmas going on here with the youngsters. Hey, let's, for the last hymn, we're going to have another video, and we've got Stephanie in here. How about you young ones come up here, and we'll do the actions with the video. What do you think about that? Young ones all the way up to about this tall. Come up, and Stephanie, you're going to come help lead, and do all of that, all right? So, it is only joy to the world. We can probably handle that. Now, not now. After, in a moment. Un momento, por favor. We're ready. You're ready, aren't you, sir? Yeah, I know. I understand. All right. If we pause a moment and think about Jesus' time, because we are traveling back to millennia. We're traveling back to that time of birth, that time of Jesus living. It was a rough life. If you were a little bit different, if you were off just a little bit, something about you was different, you were ostracized. I have a story to tell you about that. I was always mechanicking on things when I was still living at home with the folks, and we had chickens. My mom had a herd of chickens. I guess that's not quite right. What are they called? Flock of chickens. A cackle of chickens. There you go. But somehow or other, the chickens, I believe I was rototilling. And chickens don't seem like they've had much of a brain. I mean, their head is pretty small, but when I start the rototiller, they would come running from wherever they were, because you stir up that dirt and all the bugs, oh, they were in seventh heaven. And normally the chickens would keep some distance from me, but when I was rototilling, they'd be right underfoot, because that's the best time to get to those bugs. And somehow or other, I splattered a little bit of oil on one of the hens. Just some flecks of the oil, dark colored oil, got on the feathers of the hen. My mother noticed. And she grabbed the hen as quick as she could get to it. She says, we gotta clean this off. And I said, why? It won't hurt it. I mean, it's just a couple of spots. She said that the other chickens will see those spots, and they're different, and they stand out, and they will peck at those spots. And they will peck till that hen is dead. Just an animal reflex. Maybe they think it's a bug. Who knows? But a piece of us as animals, we, in that angry time, and maybe even today sometimes, when we see someone different, we kind of hold them aside. Maybe you're colorblind. Maybe you're hard of hearing. Maybe your eyes are not so good. Maybe you're blind, or maybe you have a limp. All of those would have pushed you out of the community, excluded you, and held you out. And so you were ostracized. It would have been a difficult time. You were not only ostracized from community, you were kept out of the temple. No one that was not of pure and correct and upright and honorable could be allowed in the temple. So many, many were kept aside. Not only that, they were in a nation that was besieged by the Romans. The Romans had enslaved everyone, and you had no rights. The Roman punishments were cruel. It was a difficult time, and we sometimes need to pause and reflect on that when we think about how bad things are today. Yes, COVID is rushing. We have flu, we have the RSV, or I think those are the three. Deb Gunther is our health expert. Is that the three, the trifecta that's impacting us? We've been through worse, and we are dealing with it, and we're getting there. But nonetheless, back in this day and age, a Savior was born to the people. The people in need, the people bereft, the people adrift in the sea, and an angel of the Lord told Mary, you shall conceive. And she did, and she bore the Son, the Savior of the world, the master teacher who gives us direction and shows us how to grow the kingdom of God. Did the people deserve it? Do we deserve it today? We won't get too deep into all of that theological discussion, but God's grace brought the child to the people. You shall name the child Emmanuel. I-M-M-A-E-M-M. Either way, both spellings are used often. But it means God with us. God with us. Christ, the baby, born among us, a human among us. Undeserved. But this awesome, tremendous gift to humanity. Last night after a Christmas Eve service, it was a worship service. It was not a good performance. It was a good worship. And it was great to be with everyone, and I went home, and as things were settling down, I had the TV on, and I scanned to Channel 6, and they had a choir from somewhere, and they were right at the peak of a crescendo. They had a full choir in perfect adornment. They had orchestra. They had all of this. And the noise and the crescendo and the sound. And all I thought was, wait a minute, where is the silence of the baby born in a manger? This is a simple and quiet and the only one celebrating shepherds. Of course, the angels upon high heralded the birth, but I wonder if we haven't turned it into too great an achievement, too grand, too awesome. Cathedrals and choirs, and I have to admit, I love some of the choir pieces. The Hallelujah chorus still brings me to tears. But here was the baby born, vulnerable, helpless, poor. You know the description of a baby, all noise in one end and no responsibility on the other. Some of you young parents didn't smile at that, I understand. Years from now, you'll understand how humorous that is. And not only that, but we heard the second birth narrative from Matthew. Last night we heard of Luke's version. This was Matthew's, the child born. We need to remember that after the child was born, they had to flee. Joseph and Mary and the baby had to flee, and they were political refugees. That's exactly what a political refugee is. They had to flee for their survival. And through the hospitality of the Egyptians, they survived. Gives us something to think about, doesn't it? Thinks about something about hospitality. But we turn to God's grace and we think about it, and even John wasn't sure after Jesus had been among them for a while. John was the Baptist wasn't sure if this was the Messiah. He had a feeling it was, but he had doubts. All people have doubts. If you don't have doubts, you can't have faith. And from those doubts, we do have that faith, and we know. But they sent messengers to Jesus saying, "Are you the one?" And they went to Jesus, and he responded that the blind are made to see, that those who could not walk are walking, those who have had bad skin diseases, the lepers, and other diseases, they are healed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised up to life, and the good news is preached to poor people. This is what Jesus says. This is who I am. This defines me. And this defines how we are as a people, as disciples. And God's grace is poured out upon us and upon humanity. From that grace, we have received a pretty awesome thing. Did you open your presents already this morning? Some of you, some do at Christmas Eve. I always thought that was a giveaway, but it would make sense, especially when I was young and I would get the whole family up before the sun was up because I couldn't wait any longer. But Christmas morning has come. We have not yet opened them at our house. I know that the young one in my house says she has a pretty good guess what most things are, and I know she's anxious to do that. Melissa, are you anxious to open presents? Yes, she says. And we will do that after having worshiped. But all those gifts that we receive, think a moment about what gifts you also gave. And think about the gift that we received and the gift of the baby born to us, the Jesus the manger, the poor, the helpless, and yet the Savior. This is the one. And from his grace, we have been gifted. And out of that giftedness, we are called to be gifts to the world. Yahweh, God of the Hebrews, early on said, "You are my people, chosen to be a gift to the world." And that has never changed. We are those. We are those chosen to be those who grace others around them. Be that grace. Be that grace that is God has graced us that we can share. Look around. The world needs it. Look around. There are people that don't know the story. They don't know the truth about who Jesus is and was, a real living person who has graced us and through whom we can grace others. Look around at the world needs to hear love. God loved us on that Christmas morning. God loves us continually. God is with us in love. Christ at the right hand. So on this Christmas morning, I bid you Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas. And I bid you celebrations of gifts. And I bid you celebrations of gifting. Amen? Amen. Now, all the young people, Stephanie, herd them up, bring them up. Everybody come up here. All you young people, anybody under this tall, young people, get up here and we're going to sing our closing. Probably never heard the song before. The rest of us will stand and support them. Come on. They're all coming up very slowly and shyly, but because they don't want to be the first ones up here. But it is out of these babes, and we have a babe in arms. Oh, Miss Stephanie, what have you got? Now, that's a biblical name if I ever... I know. Is he your brother? Is that your brother? You what? You just had him? You just had him? A baby born among us. Amen. Amen. All right. Miss Stephanie, lead us. Everybody try it. Stephanie will not be able to do the action, so you'll have to help her. Everybody stand up. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. forgot to tell the kid when it was time.
It's a good thing you know what's going on around here, dear. Go ahead. A little child shall lead them. Amen. Scoot around here, sweetie. All right, you can get him from there. All right. Want to walk with me? That's grace. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be blessed on this Christmas morning. Let a child lead you. Amen? Amen. Shall we walk out? You know where you belong, don't you? Right in the front of things. Amen, brothers and sisters. Love of God's around you everywhere.